Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right. Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. Man, I'm telling you, I've been excited all weekend. I was like saying to myself, I really want to get into this topic because I know tonight we're going to answer some questions that may have been unanswered. But before we get in too deep into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here. Lord, thank you for granting us this platform to allow us to come collectively as a community, that we can come together as mature adults to talk about this business that we so desire to be in. Lord, everyone who tune in to this show, I'm sure that it's their quest to make this their occupation and their only one and only occupation. But Lord, we ask that you cover every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, that they can get an understanding and gain wisdom from it so that they can take it back into the marketplace and use it for the best of their ability and the best for their families. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. I'm ready to do it. And I know you guys are too. The 360 deal. How come a 360 deal is so attractive to today's artists? Well, the 360 deal, this is just my take, is that the artists get a chance to be financed. They actually have a chance that someone's backing them and they see the big picture as far as the big idea, but they don't see the big picture of the whole thing. So tonight, I'm hoping that we can discuss it maturely and get some answers from some experienced people who's been out there. So anyway, if you are listening in by your phone or anywhere through the net, call in at 213-559-2995. Again, that's 213-559-2995, or you click onto our chat room at Hip Hop National. I'm gonna say blogtalkradio.com/Hip Hop National Radio. All right, guys, we're gonna dig in. I got Pootsie Lee on deck with me. Pootsie Lee, you brought this topic up sort of, kind of last week. So we wanted to touch. Nothing much, man. Tell us, I know you're calling in out of Dallas, right?
Houston, Texas.
It's Houston, okay. All right, so tell us a little bit about your experience or background kind of in this industry, and then give us your thoughts on how come a 360 deal is so attractive to today's artists. You can agree or disagree. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm a rap artist out of Houston, Texas, a Clover G affiliate, SPC affiliate, ghostwriter, etc. My history in the game, I've been around multi-platinum artists, role-managed some of them, assisted in business deals and all kind of negotiations with contracts. And the 360 deal was a deal. I think the reason why it attracts so many artists is because a lot of labels, when they created and structured this deal, it made it more easier to sign the artists. But as artists signed on to this deal and got these little bonuses, signing bonuses, they begin to kind of understand the bind that the 360 deal puts you under, which, you know, kind of causes you to come off more from every aspect or avenue that you can make money outside of the label. So when artists discovered that, they wanted out. So that became the invention of the one-hit wonders that you've been getting in the last past couple of years as far as the music industry goes. And that's kind of like my opening statement on that.
All right. We're going to bring in Mr. Raw Dog. Mr. Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National, calling out of the great city of Seattle, correct?
Yes, 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 Mr. Poetic. I heard that. Well, you know what? I know some individuals that signed the 360 deal. I just want to know something before, you know, we go too far. Are you saying that a 360 deal under a label, how long is that contract to run? You know, I'm curious about that. When you sign a contract with a label, is it that for a certain time period? And if so, wouldn't that be the point of whether it would be beneficial or not?
I think it all, I know. It depends on what the artist and the label agree upon. Most of the time, they want it for the whole period that you assign. If it's three albums, the 360 surround those three albums. Like, it was all out the gate. If it's a one-album deal, that's what it was based on. So it's kind of like what the artist and the label agree upon.
Okay, so when you say a one-album deal, okay, is that okay, what length of time? See, because that's where my curiosity factor goes. You know, is it just a year? Or you know, that I guess that's the big question that I think any artist is going to ask when you say the 360 deal, signing it, the period of time that contract exists. That's the big question I have.
Well, if you're saying, let me say this. Are you saying as far as 10 years from now, if I'm still pushing this single or doing shows or whatever generates money, is the label still entitled to it? It all depends if you still with this label. See, the 360 is designed, long as I have you signed under my label, any money that's made off the product that we produce, as long as you sign, from a 360 deal as I've witnessed, we want a piece of the pie. Now, if you get from under my label, then, you know, it's pretty much, hey, you know, they can say you still owe me. You know, I've seen some deals where they went after artists even after the fact, when they was doing shows and they got recorded. You know, it's real cricket if things go wrong. Cause it's all.
Let's talk about some. Okay, we're saying, everybody's saying they want a piece of everything, piece of the pie. But many of the artists today, they don't understand what that piece of the pie they're talking about. What are some of the elements of that piece of the pie that they actually want? And why do you say that?
Well, there was a time where artists can sign a deal. And let's just say if he made a deal outside of the label, let's just say the deal is with Pepsi, or the deal is with the Ringtones, or the deal is with you, Poetic, and Raw Dog. The label couldn't touch that money. The 360 deal allows them to have a piece of everything you generate while you with the label. You know, and it can even go down to your show money. And a lot of artists don't be aware of that. You know, you just say, I mean, in the way the 360 deal is structured, they pretty much have control. You know, a big portion of the money that you go out and make. They want to be over everything you do that generates money while you with the label. And what that does, it kind of hinders the artist from being able to develop a strength through his money to where he don't be so cold dependent on the label. And that's what labels was trying to eliminate. They don't want no more Master P's. They don't want no more Cash Money's who was taking their money and making other business moves, and they wasn't getting a piece of the pie. So now they want a piece of everything. You know, and that starts with exclusive booking. You know, a lot of artists don't know. When you sign with a label, like I say, they always talk about Tech N9ne, so shout out to Tech N9ne. Here's an artist who is doing shows on his own. He's independent. He's getting his money. I don't know what he's getting the show. Well, let's just say he's getting $10,000 a show. Now, if he signed with a label and they get him with a 360 deal, first of all, exclusive booking going to take a lot of his show money away because they might get him $30,000 a show, but the label going to say this is a promo tour. So on a promo tour, he get a percentage of that, which probably not even be what he's getting right now. That's just artists from labels. So they say, well, no, I go independent and stay independent and make the money myself. And when you got a 360 deal, that's even worse than just having exclusive booking on top of your head. Because now if you go get a ringtone deal, and the ringtone deal say we'll give you $1 million, whatever the percentage the label discussed or got in that contract, it goes to them out the gate. And it's like, well, this ain't even got nothing to do with my album. I'm just giving y'all money out of everything I make outside of doing this record deal, and it becomes more of an agitation, I would think, to the average artist because they feel like, hey, y'all ain't had nothing to do with this. You know, when it just goes down the chain, and it's like every dime I make outside of what y'all doing for me, I'm giving y'all a cut, but then what if you go to the label and say, hey, I need y'all to do this for me, and they say no.
It's like, in other words, Pusley, you're saying that if I'm branding t-shirts and I'm branding hats, I'm doing merchandising, I'm doing concert venues, endorsement deals, ringtones, et cetera. They're getting, it encompasses it all, and it's 360 on everything that comes in as revenue to me?
It can be. Yeah, I've seen it done that way. I've seen them structured that way. They make it to where every dollar that's being generated, they want a piece of it. And see, let me give you a quick breakdown. Take an artist who is out there grinding. He's grinding hard. Let's use Tech N9ne again. And they get this man in the 360 deal and don't do nothing for him. Even if he's generating money at that point, they get a piece of that pie. So if he goes to the label and say, okay, I was getting $10,000 a show on my own, I didn't sign with y'all. Y'all ain't shot me no videos, no nothing. But I'm still out here grinding and doing this, and y'all want a piece of my pie. Those the conflicts you get with the label. So artists say, well, I ain't doing nothing no more. And then their career kind of fade away, and they do a couple of shows under the table, and the label usually drop them. And that's kind of what you've been getting in the industry. People don't know it, but that's kind of what you've been getting. You know, because if they look at it like, okay, we take an artist that's out there grinding, we sign them, and we make money out of him, we ain't even done nothing for him yet. So it kind of takes away from your drive. But because you can say I was signed to Sony or I was signed to Atlantic, you know, that's kind of how they, you know, they get you because they give you that little push, and then once you continue with your intense grind, they want a piece of the pie.
Well, I got a question.
Go ahead.
I got a question. Okay. Because, see, I hear what you're saying. And when you bring up somebody like Tech N9ne and what have you, he's already established himself and made himself marketable. But let's just say I'm going to be a rapper. I happen to be creative.
Rondo?
No. Listen. This is hypothetical.
I'm messing with you.
I might. Hey, you know what? Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Because, see, I might turn you out. You know?
Okay.
But listen to this. Okay. So you guys have never heard of me or seen me on stage. But I go and submit something, and a label wants to sign me. Now, I haven't made a dollar. I don't have a product out there or what have you. I'm smart enough, though, that I'm going to put a time limit on this 360 deal. So they're going to get me places that I have never gone before, and they're going to make sure that they are going to promote the product that I have. So my name gets out there, okay?
All right.
I start getting bigger venues than I've ever done. Now, is that detrimental to me because I don't have that following Tech N9ne has, nor have I made the money that he's made independently I just happened to be able to get a contract because of my talent.
If it wasn't for the record label, many artists wouldn't have been heard. In all fairness, on one side is the record label have invested the money in the promotions, the marketing, often the recording, and and a lot of other things that brand and build this artist and put this artist in the forefront. In all fairness, I think that the record label, I see why they came up with the 360. But when they do the 360, what's the percentages?
Yeah, but see, but if I don't have a job, I don't have an income. Isn't that a boost to my pocket and the desire that I have? I understand.
Well,
you know,
it depends on
it
depends on the percentage. What'd you say, Pootsie Lee?
I don't know what the percentages be because that's one thing I never really knew. I think it boiled down to what you negotiated. Like I never even heard what the percentage was, but I've heard things like, yeah, man, you know, I'm making this up, but the scenario is true. They'll say, well, man, you know, Pitts want to give me $700,000, but if I do the deal, Jack and Jack record label, man, they want $350 of it. They get $350 of it, and the artist was dissatisfied with that. Okay. You know, it's like, okay, like I give you another scenario that I actually witnessed. You had an artist who did a song that the label gave him the beat, and they took the song, they sold ringtones, a lot of ringtones, and then they got sued for the beat, and the label took a cut out of the profit, but when the lawsuit came, it all fell on the artist. So the artist was like, well, y'all made X amount of dollars off the song too. Y'all should take part of this lawsuit. Y'all gave me the beat. So it's like it has this jabs. You know, it has some real hard jabs that if it hits you, it's going to hurt because it's like, okay, y'all done gave me this beat that y'all told me to rap on. I went out there and done the beat, sold millions of copies, then I got sued. I got sued for a beat y'all gave me. Okay, what are we going to do about this here? And it fall on me. And y'all took no part in it, and y'all made just as much as I did off the song. So it has this give and take. Then you got to order saying, well, if y'all wasn't getting no cut, I could have paid this lawsuit because I didn't ask for everything that I made off the song. But I can't get the money back from y'all, the label, who gave me this beat.
All right. We got a call on deck, which is Mega the Man. I'm going to bring him in real quick. Mega, welcome to Hip Hop National. Where are you calling in from?
Yeah, I'm calling in right now from Baltimore, Maryland. I just wanted to touch in on the 360 deal thing. I think it's one of the worst deals that anybody can ever offer any artist.
I agree.
They get a piece of everything you do, man. Everything you do. And they was talking about the percentages. Like, if you want a perfect example of what a 360 deal is, just imagine everybody eating at a table. There's food everywhere. You sitting up there with a napkin on your neck and you watching everybody eat, but there ain't nothing on your plate. You the last one to eat. You know what I mean? And as you're sitting there watching people, you know, snack on chicken legs and everything else, and when your mouth watering, one they give you like a pea and a knife and tell you to cut it. You know what I mean? And then they want half of that. You know what I mean? So it's really...
Now, he's about right. Like, honestly,
yeah,
you're about right.
It's really a bad deal. That's like one of the worst deals that any label can offer anyone. You know what I mean? First off, any label that, like, once you sign a deal anyway, the second that they give you a deal, you immediately in debt anyway on a regular deal. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you sign a contract and whatnot for, like $500,000 or something like that. You know what I mean? Like a half a million. You a half a million in debt right there. You know what I mean? You don't get that cash up front or whatever. That's money that you're going to owe the label. That's what the label is going to front for you for your promotion and things of that nature and stuff like that. Now the labels don't do a lot of artist development and none of that other type of stuff. So that also has to come out of that budget. So, if you had to find something outside the label or whatever. But anyway, back to the 360 thing. I think that's what – I seen the thing about it saying it being the most attractive. I don't know why people would be attracted to something like that. Maybe because they feel that, you know, I'm a part of a label now and they think they're going to get a little something or whatever. But every time they turn around, they're going to have somebody's hand in their pocket. And that's how that deal works. And I just wouldn't suggest that to no artist.
It's terrible. And see, he said a key factor. You know, when they go, they don't do artist development, so it comes out of that budget. And the reality is, by the time you do get a piece of the $500,000 they said they're going to give you, you might get maybe 60 of that. And then when you go outside the label to try to make up for money you don't get from the label, they're getting a piece of that.
So it's
hurting you.
Shows, all that. They get a piece
of
everything.
Hurting you bad.
Rates on everything. Even if you want to do merchandising, anything that you do that generate money, once they sign you in the 360 deal, they get a part of that.
So you out there grinding
now,
hard
I,
in the label eating.
Let's say you get to the negotiation table, right? And they start talking about the percentages. And then they say, well, we want a piece of. We want a 360 deal on this, but we're gonna flip the script. We want to give you 90%. We're gonna give you 10, and we'll take 10%. Is that a bad deal?
That rarely happens with a 360 deal. I don't know that. I'm just, don't get me wrong.
I'm being facetious.
You being hypothetically correct. Yeah, I mean, that would be nice and everything, but in actuality, in reality, man, that's not how it works.
That wouldn't take place.
No.
All I'm saying
never.
So I made that statement to say this. Isn't it based on the percentages that's negotiated at the table that make that 360 deal either attractive or not?
I guess it is, but usually a 360 deal is like, it's really non-negotiable. Like, this is what we're going to give you. So it's like, it's not, you can't really bargain. They offer it, and it's almost like a take it or leave it type thing.
It's almost like a high interest rate on a credit card, but because they they tell you we give you $25,000 credit limit, but the interest is so high to every dollar you spend kills you. And, you know, it's bad. I mean, I wouldn't recommend.
Don't get me wrong. The question was the question of tonight. How come a 360 deal is so attractive to today's artists? It was sort of to open up a can of worms, kind of see how people really feel about it. And honestly, the truth is,
can I say this? It would be attractive if you got the percentages down of what they were going to get off of, let's just say, the concerts and this and that and the other. See, I'm looking at the artist that hasn't gone out there and paid the dues. He's just been discovered. So, you know, you have to look at it two ways. You know, let's be a smart artist. Let's take our bonus and start a business. That business is going to be a write-off of a lot of things that you're going to be paying for while you're doing this 360 deal. You'll be able to write it off and get it back. Because if you're being charged for your expenses and you're being charged for promotions and all of that, then guess what? You're paying the expense. You're going to get a bill for it later. And a smart businessman can deduct that off his taxes as business expenses. So, see, when we start talking about artists, there's loopholes that you can fall into to make that 360 deal not so bad. But you got to know the percentages, and you got to know, hey, these are business deductions. This is what it costs me to do business. This is what I had to pay that I didn't get. Businesses have write-offs. Am I correct, Poetic?
Yeah, businesses. businesses does have write-off.
Okay, so you remember, I always say the point is, no, I always say to artists, you wake up in the morning, you are who you are. It's a job. Go out there and do that job. Maybe you're in front of the lights. Maybe you're just over the top. Bring your ass home. Be that same person. See, that's where that deal doesn't mix. Is because if you're going to try to live the lifestyle that they're going to project you in, then you're going to come up short. If you're going to turn into the character that they're going to exploit and get out there, and the fans are going to grab, yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah, because they're going to charge back for, oh, you went on a tour bus, you did a tour bus. We got to charge back on that.
Right, but if you got a business,
we had to set up your tour. We're going to charge you back on this.
Right, but if you got a business,
and when y'all went out, y'all went and drank all of this and drank all of that. That's in the advance that they're giving you. And if you drinking it away and you spitting it away, that's on you, right? I got the floor open with you guys, Pootsie Lee and Mega the Man. What's y'all thoughts? Go Pootsie.
I believe when you go out there and you do, you know, have the excessive fun that is on you, but in the same sense, it does, that's not really the big burden of the whole deal. I mean, the whole deal is what they claim they do for you, the price they put on it, and on top of why they're doing it, they're charging you interest, and then anything you go out and generate beyond that, they're getting a piece of that too. So it's like, you know, even if you try to save, you might as well say you're rapping to save money. Because even, look, I mean, I'm almost compelled to believe if I invested in something outside of the company, outside of music, they want a piece of that too. So it's like, it matters what you do if the money is being contributed to anything to generate money outside of the album, they want a piece of it. Because I think they say all proceeds on the contract, you know, that's made, you know, prior to, you know, the record label. I mean, I don't know exactly how it's worded, but...
Let's venture here for a second, and we're gonna cover it when we come back. So you're saying this is what you're venturing to believe, that as a businessman, you decide that, hey, okay, I got X amount of dollars they gave me in advance for let's say they gave $500,000. Well, you've taken care of your music side of the business, but for your investment future, you decide, you know what, I'm going to buy some real estate so I can make myself set up for a later date. You think that encompasses the 360? Is that what you venturing to say?
I believe if you under a label and you decide, I need to find a way to make some extra side money, and you go open an auto mechanic shop. And I believe if you open it the wrong way, which probably means under your name or under the label, or however idiotic way you do it, and the label find out, they want a piece of that pie. Now,
I'm gonna say this for a purpose. There's no, right now, guys, We're just in a discussion. He's not saying that this is the fact of what this deal is. So let's not get it twisted. But anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. We are Hip Hop National. We are here to inform you about everything that impacts this industry of music. We come here 7 days a week expressing our musical talents through the world by all the artists that submit their music. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have open topic discussions to actually give you the information, the 411, that's necessary for your business mind as you venture to go into this business. Right now, you can upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Go to the tab that says upload your MP3. Okay? Do it now. And right now, call in calling. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts. Raise your hand, please, press by pressing the number 1. 213-559-2995. Again, that number is 213-559-2995. And we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Y'all see how we get down right here. We're talking about how come a 360 deal, and I'm having board issues, guys. How come a 360 deal is the funniest right now? Hey, Broadog, I might need your help at the moment, man, because something just occurred.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I may need your help in getting to the commercials. Well, I just got it. We'll be back, guys, in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. It's more on the other side.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Valda BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
All Ready Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're All Ready Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We're talking about how come a 360 deal is attractive to today's artists. So, the question, actually, guys, was not to say that it is attractive to them, but some people are attracted to it because finally they got someone to stand behind them of a big name, like, you know, the big names of the industry, and they get a Sony, they get a Columbia, they get these guys to back them. That could be very attractive to you if you're coming out of an inopportune type of lifestyle. When you put everything together, it may have some attraction for some people. But as they quest into this business, they go further, they start to realize that, hey,
it wasn't so great. But don't get me wrong, many stars have been born through the service and the, you know, the backing of a big label. And that's just reality. We're going to come back. Let's talk about what we was talking about, Pusey Lee. We're going to start off. Do you think it encompasses? You're saying that you think that it encompasses anything that you took on there after the deal, signing that deal.
I won't say after the deal. When you say after the deal, I probably say after all agreements have been reached. But I do believe the attitude of the label is we're going to invest our money in you, and we're going to make sure we make every dollar back, if not more. And the reason why I say more is because that's the whole reason for them picking you as an artist to put money behind you. So in anything that you do prior to being under our contract, we want part of it. You know, we don't want to extort no money out of our label apart from what we do for you and what you do that benefit from what we done for you. So I don't really think it matter what it is that you do outside of the music. If they got you 3 years and until they let you go or release you, I believe any revenue you bring in, they want a piece of it. That's their true, honest intentions. I mean, I could be wrong, but I doubt it because I heard conversations about, you know, certain things in certain scenarios where they was like, oh, no, you know, he just ordered this, that. Oh, no, we're entitled to that, you know. I mean, it gets bad, man. It gets bad. I can tell you something. I won't say names, but I've seen a situation, and it tripped me out. This one artist signed a deal before he understood it, and he said, to hell with it, I'm going to go get a job. And even at his job, they took percentages of his paycheck until they decided to let him go. And it took so much money to fight to get him under the contract, he might as well have just worked and gave him a percentage of his paycheck. And I mean, this is not, and this artist wasn't really established. He was a friend of mine, and he did that. And when he said, man, you know, man, they get money out of my paycheck? And we talking like $600 a month. Is what he had to pay the label because they didn't let him go. And anything that he made, they took. And, you know, it was a shady label, but
So I want to make sure I understood that. You're saying, because my phone dropped for a moment, and I had to switch gears here. You're saying that there was an artist that signed to a label, and they didn't recoup the money on record sales and all of the things that that encompassed what he's supposed to get through the through the deal that they made. They also garnished wages, and they were able to do it.
Yeah, because when he signed the deal and when he understood what he signed, after somebody said, "No, man, you shouldn't have signed this." He tried to say, forget rap. I just get a job and take care of my family. And when the label called Wolf for that, they went after them, and they was able to garnish. Well, I don't know how they, you know, contracted the payment. I think they garnished it. But I know he said,
yeah, that's the only way they can do it. And yeah. From what I understand, only people really can really garnish is the IRS. But for them to
hold it.
Put a lien against your
personal
check.
There's a part of the story that I think is missing. He didn't fulfill his contract with the label.
Yeah, he didn't.
Whatever
he
signed for was an album, two album deal or whatever, and he didn't fulfill it. And he took the advance money.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
And so therefore, if you know, I do an artist the same way. Because all of a sudden you just can't quit and have taken my money. I'm a guarantee you every day of your life. And that's business. But see, guess what? Everybody keep talking about what the labels get out of what they make. But nobody realizes that this is a tax write-off. They're going to have to pay taxes because it's income to them of what they've made off of you. Make them accountable. You're going to get it back on your taxes. Do business. I haven't heard anybody say, oh, man, you know what? They charged me for this. They charged me for that. Doing business. Write it up. Make sure you got your tax form ready. You're a business. Make them accountable for the charges that they, because they're going to send you paperwork. Because that's the way they're going to justify, hey, this is why you're not getting. But then you turn that all right over to the IRS and say,
I'll be honest with you. When you say tax write-off, I don't think it actually comes in that form, because a tax write-off would have to be like you are the business and you pay them. I think they actually take their cut and they pay their own taxes on it. I don't think it's a tax write-off to you, because it's not like you made $1 million and paid them.
No, that's not.
They're charging you for services. They're charging you.
They get a percentage. Like, if I get a percentage from you, that's not like if it's a deal structured to you. Or how would I put it? Like booking agencies. We take a booking agency for instance. If I book a show for you, and you have the money come to you, and you pay me, then yeah, you can use it as a tax write off. But if my cut come off top, you don't use it as a tax write off. I file my own taxes on that.
But guess what? There is a piece of document that says what the initial contract was that you get. Whether you got it and your agent got it, these are still accountable points. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but see, what I'm trying to do is say, look here, you can fight something that you don't realize that you have the power to initiate. See, you know, and I've had a couple of businesses, and I bought things under a tax number as a business expense and wrote it off on my taxes. See, so when you say an artist at 360, what the label, as long as you don't change, it's a job. To do that job, these are the expenses. I am required to go here. I am required to be here. Keep the receipts. You know, be normal. It's just a job. And guess what?
I don't believe it worked that easy. I mean, I don't see the labels allowing the artists to be in a predicament to pay them. You know, I think they're smarter than that. It might be the other way around, but I don't see them saying, putting the burden on you like you made $100,000 and they took $300 of it. Because the artist I spoke about with the lawsuit, that was one of his biggest things trying to figure out how to write off that money, but it was like the way the deal is structured, their money came completely out the pot. So what he
right,
got,
but they had to send him a document saying this is why you're only getting this percentage. They got to give him. You see what I'm saying? In other words, I don't say all labels, but I'm saying a creditable label, okay? Because I understand what you're saying. Some people, you know, they claim that they're labels and they do business, but they don't do it correctly. And that's part of the industry, too. You know, but let's just say you get with a creditable label, an established label. You're going to get all of that. You're going to get all that. But the smart person has to know that they are a business. Go get that tax number. Go get the license if you have to incorporate it. Whatever you need to do. And those expenses are part of doing business. I mean, I hear you. But now think about it. Nobody ever told these guys, okay, wait a minute, you're a business. And if they thought about it like that, that they would then understand that this label is going to be accountable for all the things that they're charging me for that I'm paying. That's why I'm not receiving for doing business with them. These are all it's accountable. I mean, but then we're talking about the music industry, and all of them are not straight up the labels, okay? I understand what you're saying. And hopefully, with God's help, you get with a creditable label that will give you that breakdown. That's one question you should ask. Hey, what I'm not getting, I get this paperwork, right? It's going to say that you, as the label that I work under, these are the deductions that you're taking away from my earnings. You know, you see what I'm saying? In other words, reverse the table. You got it. Ask the difficult question so you're aware of who you're doing business with, because it's a job, okay? I mean, I hear you, you know, and that's what I love about you, man, because you know what? You've been there, you know?
I'm trying to recall how they played that, because I was right next to the man when it was happening. It just didn't pan out that way. I mean, I can't remember what the real issue was, but it just didn't quite work that way.
Okay.
It seemed like he just got the short end all the way around, and the label was like, ha, 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 you know, this is what it is. You know, because I remember him telling me, actually, man, make them send the money to us so we can pay them and have records. I remember him stressing that. But the way it was structured, it just didn't happen like that. You know, even with the booking, he was like, man, make them send all the money to us and we pay them so we can have tax write-offs. I remember that being stressed for months, but they wouldn't let it happen like that. You know, and it was even incidents where the money was going to the label and they were paying him. So maybe it was a fight for the tax write-off right privileges, you know, like carrying a child income tax. Maybe it was a fight for that because it wasn't happening to that extent. I mean, I'm trying to – we're talking about, okay, the check was cut. How much was it? It was $180,000. Okay, where is that? Oh, we sent it to the label. That's what they want us to do. And then the label cut him a check, and then they make it a write-off on their behalf. You see what I'm saying? So I think maybe that's one of the struggles. It's good you brought that up because that's something that I do remember fighting behind. And a lot of artists probably need the, okay, let us flip the game. But what do you do if the contract is structured to where they have control?
Now you know that's true. That you said it. It's just the way their contract is structured. Yeah, I agree with you there. Because, like I say, some people might get a contract that it's okay. And they're dealt with in a different way than they might do another artist. It all depends on how intelligent you are when you are working up the agreement that you're going to sign that contract. You know, because I'm sure that they can make adjustments, you know, and addendums and what have you, so that all those things are covered and you'll understand it. So that the 360 deal for one artist is different for another artist. But you got to ask the right questions and push the right points.
Raw Dog, I'm about to add Glenn Cannon to the show. Glenn Cannon, welcome to Hip Hop National. Where are you calling in, by the way, from, Glenn?
I'm calling in from Detroit, Michigan. How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Doing awesome.
I love the show as always. I respectfully disagree with Raw Dog, and this is the reason why. Firstly, there's no such thing in America as a reputable major record company, first of all. Second of all, the 360 deal is what it is. It doesn't vary from artist to artist. It is an ironclad contract that allows them to recoup money from anywhere that the artist makes money from. It's ironclad. There's no negotiations in a 360 deal. It's either you down or you're not. On the tax issue, if you sign with a major record company as an artist, well, that is a loan. The artist can't go and file taxes on that money. When the label turns in their taxes for the year, and they say they gave a guy $600,000 as a recording budget, and it went to that artist. Well, guess who owes the taxes on that $600,000? The artist. The artist is always in debt to the bank. The bank is the label. The label is actually nothing more than a bank that loans money at a high interest rate. So in the music industry.
Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to let you finish explaining. I thought you was pausing for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I am pausing. Go ahead.
All right. Well, what I wanted to ask you, because it came up earlier before you came up on the show, let's just say mm-hmm. we took once they gave him the advance, and he decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to use X amount of dollars for the promotions. I'm going to use X amount of dollars to do this, that, and the other, but I'm also going to buy me some studio equipment for long-term investment so that I can use this money. I'm going to say use this money to actually promote myself. Now, he only got that money through an advance. Do they take a part of what he took as an investment to say, I'm going to buy this studio as part of that 360?
Well, in today's music industry, back in the day, you could do those type of things with the advance. But in today's industry, first of all, when they give an artist, if an artist is credible enough to go in and get an advance, a lot of times he doesn't even get the money. He gets a line of credit for that amount of money. So things have really, really changed in this industry. You know, a guy may say, well, he may get with the person at the label, and in all actuality, let's say that to make the album and shoot the video for the first single is going to cost him, let's say, $300,000, right? Well, what the label will do is they will bring in people that they are connected to spend that money with. They don't just give an artist free reign anymore or an artist manager to get a budget and go out and spend it as he or she deems necessary. It's just not done that way anymore.
And when you say anymore, is that in light of the 360 deal, or is that in light of the transition of the industry, how they realize that money is no longer is. In
yes.
CD sales.
Yes. Yes. It's not a part of their business model anymore. Because let's say when they offer a cat a 360 deal, well, they have to see certain things in that artist that makes them at least believe that they can recoup this money through something other than his record sales. See, the industry understands that they're not. No artist is going to sell enough CDs to make their money anymore. They fully well understand that. So
okay,
if they look at an artist and that artist doesn't have, have the potential to sell 20,000 seat arenas out, well, then that's going to be a part of the equation is. And to them, if that artist is even worth signing into a 360 deal,
he has to be able. And I'm glad you came on, because you have said some things that now I'm understanding a 360 deal even better. And mm-hmm. and this is Raw Dog. And okay, so in the contract you sign. Is it spelled out that this is a credit extension that they're giving you and not, you know, you a signing bonus? It's spelled out. You see, because I understand what
well,
you're saying.
Well, advance
so
probably
so very
be
well.
Credit, but they do say advance.
Yeah, they do
okay.
say advance. But they
okay.
but they explain to you that these monies that they are advancing you are recoupable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
so
see,
that's
the
first
trick.
Red flag that you
well,
see in a 360 deal.
Well, you see that in every deal. That's not just in a 360 deal. Any money given
that's
from,
a, yeah, that's
recording
a,
artist
yeah.
from a record company is... Now, let's say if you're an established artist like Whitney Houston. Well, okay, Whitney Houston may go in because of the sales that she already has under her belt and the fact that she doesn't owe the label any money, and she has the negotiation power to go in and say, if you want to do business with me, I have to have X amount of dollars, and it has to have nothing to do with other than the fact that I'm giving you the opportunity to sign Whitney Houston.
Okay. Okay.
But a new artist going in, he might as well get the Vaseline out, just to be frank.
you know what? He's most excellent. See, because as somebody naive to this, the 360 does sound attractive. But that you have explained it in a way that I am so happy that I was part of this tonight, because it's very clear.
Well, Raw Dog, it seems attractive because these are young folks coming into this industry that want to be connected to a major name so bad, they just go in and say, you know what? Do what you got to do to me. I want that light shining on me. The 360 deal was
they
not
want the glitter and the glam.
Yeah. The 360 deal. I mean, look at what we're saying. We're saying 360. Now, who you think get 3 and who you think get 60?
Okay.
So, it's nothing, man, but modern day trickery that these guys went to the stockholders, said, hey, listen, we want, our bottom line is we got to make money. And when we have our meetings, if you come in here and you haven't shown us where you're going to make money at, we're going to close these labels. So they got together with their accountants and they came up with this 360 deal to keep the stockholders happy. But it doesn't help the artist in no kind of way. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's all about what do you want out of your career.
But it appears, you know, now that the 360 deal has come into the forefront. It's like almost the most common contract that they're offering right now for any new and upcoming artists.
It's the only contract that they're offering. It's the only contract that they're offering.
Only one. That's why I was venturing to ask. Well, if it's the only contract that they offer, how about an established artist that's already established coming in the door?
Well,
like,
see,
let's say they traded a hot celebrity to an. And his one contract is ending, and then he's now a free agent. They're gonna come back in and say, well, only way we're gonna sign you is you're gonna sign a 360.
Would he or she get
a contract that's customized?
Well, here's the thing. I can name you a laundry list of established artists who don't have a major record deal, don't want one, and would never sign a 360.
That would never do it.
I could name you a laundry list.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to, when you look at these labels now, examine how many veterans are signed to these labels. Tyrese last year had the number one R&B record in the nation. Independently. So, you know, it's all they did, man, was they took the same old game and put a new, packaged it different, made it sound slick to these young folks. And these young folks, man, want to be under those lights so bad that they just say, hey, man, whatever we got to do, that's what we got to do. But the brother just explained how they garnished this man's wages. The reason that they could garnish this man's wages is because he signed into a deal that told them that anything that he generates money from, income, that they are entitled to a portion of it. That's what a 360 deal is. That's what it is. It doesn't say if you make money roller skating. It says anything that you do to bring income to yourself. that they are entitled to a portion of it. That's the way the contract reads.
So the major labels, would you say the better deal would be a distribution deal and not even trying to consider a 360?
Well, see, that was the better deal, but what they did was they said, okay, if we're going to move into this 360 situation, now if we do a distribution deal, we have to charge them an enormous distribution and marketing fee. See, and when you go in for the distribution deal, you have to buy the deal. The majors just don't give you a distribution deal anymore. You have to have X amount of dollars to go into an escrow account.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, this industry is, from the major side, man, it's absolutely terrible.
Hey, you know what, Poetic? Glenn, to me, is like the Lone Ranger. He's right on time. I mean, seriously.
Pussy Lee,
really
Pussy Lee quiet
that.
For a second. What's going on, Pussy
Lee? Because he's right on point, you know. I didn't know it from that side, the way he explained it. But, you know, I get you from the street side and say, look, this is what you're going to face. You know? Because, I mean, everything he's saying, he's 100% right. And that's what I was trying to say earlier, like, even with Texas. Like I said, I didn't know how they did it, but I knew it didn't work like Raw Dog was suggesting it. It just didn't pan out that way because, you know, I had to face that, you know. And bottom line, you know, that deal, I'm going to tell you what that deal is like or what they tried to avoid. I had a guy that had a label. He wasn't an artist. And he took the money and, you know, he bought a car business. And the labels couldn't touch that. Now, this guy had gotten very arrogant and big-headed, just kind of off the subject. But what he did with the car business was the same thing he done with the label. He got loans from banks, and he took that money and opened up strip clubs and other things. When the banks audited him, they say, okay, well, this money we loaned you, you don't have these cars out here, you don't have none of this here. And they charged him with extortion, I think. Whatever they charged
racketeering.
Racketeering. And the labels couldn't do that. So they had to come up with something to secure people from doing that because it wasn't a law that can say if I give you X amount of dollars of advancements and you go open up a mechanic shop, I can charge you a racketeering. It wasn't nothing that can patrol that or police that. So they created that deal. Now, I'll crack a joke right quick. I would say any artist that goes sign the deal, sign a 380. Don't sign a 360 because a 360 is going to put you right back where you was. So that's the whole purpose of it, the whole 360 deal to put you right back where you started when you came into our label. And just remember that, you know, this is just an inside joke. I know we got a commercial break coming up, so...
But see, it's hard, man. It's hard today to explain to a young cat, you know, that, hey, man, that's your pimp. Because they able to package it so well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are. They package it.
Hey, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
We just made an open, and I see that can of worms opening right there, and I like to hear it. Definitely when we come back. Because, like you said, that's your pimp. They said pimping ain't easy. Are they actually being pimped? When we come back, let's talk about that. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check.
hard work and artist bio ready. Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on stage.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. Keep it where you got it, guys, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. How come a 360 deal is so attractive to today's artists? Well, before we went to the break, we was talking about pimping ain't easy. Well, if it's not so easy, well, why is it beginning to look like it's easy from one side of the coin? When we, I'm going to open up Glenn's mic. Glenn, you open it up. You open up this topic, and I wanted to discuss it with you. Okay. Pimping ain't easy. So why it look easy from that side of the coin? Because they do. If this is pimping, I want to understand.
Well, let me help you understand it. Traditionally, the role of the pimp is to dress his girl up and make her look pretty and do what? Send her to work. That's what his job is. His game got to be tight. His girl got to be fly. And that's simply what the industry is from the major perspective. We give them a beautiful video. We get them the best makeup artist. We send them to our other partners that own the exclusive high fashion stores. We rent them some Bentleys. We rent them some jewelry. We put them in front of the camera, and we make money. That is their business model. Well, that is the same business model of the pimp. So there is no difference. But when the girl has been working the stroll for years and years, and she looks up and she's too old to work anymore, and she doesn't have a home for her children, she doesn't have anything in the bank for these years of work, well, it's the same way that you see groups such as TLC and Toni Braxton and all of these other people, man, who sold millions and millions of records that end up with nothing. Same concept. It's just from a corporate level, though.
I have this question, though. From a corporate standpoint, on the day-to-day business level, isn't that business every day, all day? It doesn't matter.
No.
I mean.
No, it's not.
No, you don't think so?
No, it's not. There are
people
in this industry.
You don't think that people who work for an establishment is, in a sense, getting pimped by, with their time?
Yeah.
They working so much, they only get X amount of dollars, but that business is making probably 10 times as much on that one person.
Well, I get where you're going with that, and if you look at it in America, yeah, America's business model is corporate America. That's their business model. So if you run a corporation in America, you're forced to run that corporation the way that America is run, corruptly. But if you be the so-called renegade / independent, that means that you have stepped out of America and its beliefs to build something for self. Of course, America doesn't like you for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't want you doing that.
No, they don't want you doing that because, see, they don't. There's no college courses that teach our people how to be entrepreneurs. There's college courses to teach you how to work in America. So when a guy comes in and he starts a record company or a production company, well, it's our job, and the reason that I think you're doing what you're doing, Poetic, is so these young folks can listen in and get it from people who have lived it and are living it so that
Absolutely.
They can get the truth about this industry. And the truth about this industry is if you don't do for self, you will be pimped, period.
That's true. You need to be, you're going to be pimped or you're going to be a slave.
One of the two.
It's like pick your poison. You know,
yeah.
If you don't, you know, do, the Bible say God bless a child that can hold his own.
Yeah.
You know, and people might want to take heed to that scripture, especially in America, because in this industry, you know, you're going to get pimped. And I think I told you, Poetic, a while back, my whole approach to the rap game was, I know what they're going to do. So I'm going to make the kind of music to bait them in. But then I thought about it. Man, that was a lot of headache when I was with Flip on the road and dealing with them labels. And it wasn't even my career, you know. And it was a lot of headache. So I said, nah, I don't know. I'm just going to take it easy. And hope that somebody else blow. And I just try to get them the guidance and say, hey, man, watch out for these potholes because they are in the road and they are designed for you to fall in them. You know, they do so much dirty tricks, you know.
Yeah.
They do a lot of dirty tricks. I mean, the stuff that these people think to do, you wouldn't imagine. You would think everything going good. And they will approach you with some of the craziest stuff, and you'd be like, what? And you just be blindsided. They actually do certain favors. You don't do it, you're blackballed. And then if you do it, they do it to sabotage your career for the sake of entertainment. Like, you just really don't understand, you know. And then, like Glenn was saying, you know, a lot of these young artists, what they do, they sell their soul. You know, I know people right now, if you told them I'll rent you a Bentley for a week, if y'all do this and do that because they're rappers, they'll take the deal.
Absolutely.
You know, they would do it just to ride in the
Absolutely.
Bentley and get that kind of attention. But when that attention don't add up, when the money don't add up to that attention, then you got a problem, you know. And you kind of get confused with the pride of life and the lust of the flesh. You kind of get confused with that, with business, and you think because you're getting all this attention and you're getting all this, you know, because you think it's you, and your pocket's broke. You know, you can't pay your rent, you can't send your child support out, you can't do nothing. Then you go to labor and say, hey, man, you know, I need some money. They say, well, you know, we just rent you a building for a week. We just bought you all this jewelry. They'll give you that stuff. They'll give you anything but the almighty dollar.
Yep.
They'll give you a house. They'll say, we paid $100,000. It's yours. You take the keys you want to. They'll give you a Jaguar, Bentley, a Maybach, or Phantom. You take them keys you want
to.
When I say give, I'm not saying like ownership.
Oh,
I'm saying they give it to you as a loan. Yes, they give it to you.
A loan against,
man,
it's an advance so you can have the lifestyle that they want you to look like. So you can look just like that dressed up like that girl that Glenn described.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
You have to understand this too about this industry, man. The brother said that they will buy you this house, give you the keys to it, and when you open the door, it's fully furnished. Okay.
Yeah.
But you have to understand these people. I'll just put it like, you have to understand these people and their business model. They will advance you that money knowing fully well that they're not going to recoup that money. You know why?
because at the end of the year, they're going to write it off.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have some way of showing the government that, hey, we spent this money and we didn't make it back. But it's a win-win situation for them, because you have to understand this about major record companies. They are manufacturers. The same people that own the label owns the pressing plant. And the same person that owns the pressing plant owns the printer who prints on the CD. And he also is the same person that owns the blank CDs. Are you guys following me?
Of course. Yep.
So this is long range game, man. This ain't for the weak at heart. This is long range game. And it's only about one thing, and it's not fame. It's about money.
Exactly.
These young folks to understand, and I'll be done after this one last point. When we get these young folks and these young entrepreneurs to understand that if you sell 10 CDs that belong to you, it's better than selling 1,000 CDs that belong to them.
Exactly. And I remember we was talking about creative music, and I never got to say this because I think I called in late. I want artists to understand this one point about that. I watched Flip take an album and say, here's my album. And they send the album back with two songs and say, this is all we want. Write 18 more songs. And they do this. And the reality is this. So, and they do this on purpose. Then he submit 18 more songs. They send the album back with 9 songs and say, okay, we need 9 more. We don't like them songs you did. And they keep all them songs you submitted.
That's right.
They own all them songs you submitted. So they get 3 albums out of 1 album.
And you know what they do with those albums, that music that they saved?
You can tell them.
You know what they do with that music?
What?
They wait on you to die.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they can say we own the and that's the truth.
That's what they do.
They can have a library of songs, and based on the reputation that they done built on you, especially if you're famous, they done made you famous. Now they got the catalog.
Well, right. they sold more records in Tupac's death than they did while he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, because
that's
like
true.
Tupac. They established the name, but if it's an artist that never got nothing from, by you dying, it's not going to increase the record sales.
Well,
yeah, but see what they're doing, Poetic, is they're playing the numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
When they advance you money, they fully believe that you're going to be a big artist. They fully believe that. Because they feel that they have the machine to force feed the public. Now, in some cases, see, the industry is so watered down and tore apart now that they can't force feed the public. This is why they established what the topic originally was, the 360. See, they lost that power to force feed.
Do you think the 360 was established in light of the internet?
No, it was established in light of We Gangsters.
No, I'm talking about Napster, all these things.
No. You have countries on this planet that don't even believe in buying digital music. They only buy CDs. It's a trick, and don't go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese people feel it is a disgrace to the artist and his work to download his music. See, it's a trick, man. It's a trick. It's another one of their tricks.
Yeah, I think it was overall created to cover all bases of financial income or resources. I know a group. I say their name, D4L, Laffy Taffy guys. This was a group who made a lot of money off ringtones, a lot of money, and the label couldn't touch it. Them guys got that money, and they said, "To hell with music." Labels don't want that. You know, labels like, oh, you know, that hurt the label's heart. You know, 50 Cent with the water deal, that hurt labels' heart. That hurt Interscope's heart. You know, they was ready to play games with 50 Cent. They said, oh, no, man, you're dissing all these artists that we can, these other labels don't like that. And yep. Then overnight, he signed a little 10% deal just because he said, I ain't turning out no money. I signed a 1% deal. And then Coca-Cola bought the water for $4 billion. So now he got money to play with Interscope. That's hurt Interscope. It's like, what are we going to do with this dude now? You know, so they don't want these things to continue happening. So they want to create a system that can protect this from happening, and that's what the 360 deal was designed to do. I honestly don't know how you can profit from this deal.
I know how you can profit from it.
I mean, by not signing.
That's the only way you're going to profit from it.
Yeah, because I don't see, like, after all my Rick and my brain trying to figure out if you sign this deal, how you going to benefit? All you going to get is a lifestyle. And it's like that deal so cold, even after the contract over with, you be so destroyed to it's hard to even recoup from that state. You know, then you got to bounce to reality shows and hope fans see and then try to do shows that way. You know,
even when you get on those reality shows, if that loan is not paid back, it's still they still recouping, correct?
Yeah, I would assume so. And they even started
that's part of the
360. They even started doing movie stars like that. Because you know movie stars like these, they started doing all these like movie stars that was like not really known but playing big roles. And what they started doing was getting booked for parties, getting 10,000 just to come to a club and party.
There you go.
The people say, no, you ain't even do that. Oh, no. So they put them on the contract. Now they can't even do that no more.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that played Biggie, they brought him to Houston, $20,000. Then all of a sudden it was like, oh, no, I can't do that no more. Rasslers, they can't even go out and just party like that no more. They can't even go. I mean, it's like it's crazy how they not for money. They can do it on their own time, but not for money. I took a picture of Mark Henry. He was like, "Man, they got agencies and stuff, man, on us, man. We can't even just really go party for 10, 15 racks no more." You know, I'm like, "Huh?" I met Booker T, met Stone Cold on a plane, and just talked business with them and see how it really is. Man, it's so they have so many ways to secure you from doing anything outside of the label while you're under contract to profit to where it benefits you only. You know, they worse than Uncle Sam with this. They want everything. And you get lifestyle. You get the lifestyle, you get famous, and after your contract up for your 5-album deal, 3-album deal, one album deal, if your career is somewhat on CPR or life support, you might can go out and get you a couple of 5 grand gigs and survive the rest of your life, maybe. But you
have to ask yourself, guys, you know, why is it that guys like Puffy and Jay-Z and some of these major players, so-called, in this industry, why are they not in bed anymore with these major labels? Why did Jay-Z give them people $5 million to not record for them anymore? And these kids need to look at that and say, well, wow, he got everything, and his career is doing great. Why would he do that? Well, he's doing that because the numbers aren't fair and they're not right.
Mm-hmm.
See, you take who I like to call the most brilliant man in hip-hop that I've ever seen, and people don't know how smart this brother really is. And you know who that is? That's Master P.
Oh, yeah.
Because Master P is the only man, black, white, Chinese, or other, that had his deal structured where his company received all of the money and then he dispersed it to the majors. He's the only man in the history of the music industry that has been able to do that. And then he was smart enough to, after he got his money, he said, you know what? I quit. He took all his money and he walked away. And they say, oh, no, Master P, we got this great deal. We want you to get in bed with this company and that company. Master P said, nah, I quit. And he took his money and he went home and he sent his kids to college and told them, you need to get an education because we're going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But our kids don't look at Master P and what he did and say, wow, look at that guy. That guy's brilliant. I'd like to talk to him. I want to research him and see how he did it. They want to look at all of the negativity of these other artists that the powers that be want to put in their faces and say, no, this is who you want to be like. You want to walk around with a cup drinking syrup out of it and be crazy and stupid, so you don't understand nothing that we're doing to you. And it's guys like us who have to fight against that. You can't get tired. You got to keep fighting against it because our kids are being tricked, man. It ain't so much even about the money part and the part that they don't understand business. If this keeps happening, this industry, man, is dominated by us from a talent perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't fight against this and give these kids this knowledge, then guess what? Our granddaughters and grandsons and great-grands, they could have all the talent in the world and won't be able to do anything with it.
These people know how to structure contracts to what the mind can't distinguish out the gate.
Yep.
That's what they majoring on. They know how to structure these contracts to where the mind can't distinguish.
Yep.
And that pretty much sums it up. So when you go there and you read these contracts or they explain it to you, it's not what they're telling you is a lie. It's not the truth.
It's not the truth.
They sell it to you in a way where it seems like it's, you know, all fine and dandy. They say, yeah, look, read right here. And all it's saying is this. And, you know, the average person, if it makes sense, we'll agree with it because they really make you make sense. They know how to get to the subconscious and trigger it and even control it.
They're the best at it.
Yeah, and if you just a little smart, they know how to make signatures pop up. That you be like, I didn't sign that. Oh, yeah, we showed you this. And here's the signature right here. Like, they're very, very clever with that. So, I mean, my thing is go into a label, if you're going to go to one, just because you just feel like you just got to get with a label, go in there with all the armor on, with your whatever weapons you need, and be ready to battle with that contract.
In closing.
You know.
It's fair to say that the 360 deal is attractive to today's artists, clearly out of desperation of being
famous.
Absolutely.
Out of desperation of being famous and out of a people who can create and that are starving. So if you got a baby that has no milk in the refrigerator, as that baby's father, you'll do just about anything to get that baby some milk.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, guys. Y'all heard it in closing. I got to tell you, I was quiet for a reason. I was learning something.
You too, huh?
Man, I gotta tell you, this is one of the ultimate shows that I really, really, I can say I really enjoyed. And that's reality. Because I've learned it from two different perspectives. and Off the Hinges, I kind of understood it anyway, but I really understand it better now. That's why sometimes silence is better than, you know, saying something and cutting off people. So I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Hip Hop National. I hope our listeners got an earful. I see your Nigeria Anderson. I really appreciate the post that you put out there that you said our key players are on the air. To all artists, get online now and learn a little something. Key player style all day. The best network around. We got this. And then she's saying that she's posting Hip Hop National. Sometimes you don't even know who's listening. All I can say is Nigeria has a magazine, and I want to give her that plug there, the Urban Music Magazine. So I'm just letting you guys know. You never know who's listening. And the thing it is, people are there. Thank you guys. Really appreciate you tuning in and locking into Hip Hop National. You guys know on deck with me, Glenn and. I am Pusi Lee and Rada. Man, I love you. Appreciate it.
Same to you, brother. And thank you for the
same
format.
To you.
So I was
all right. All right. Good night, everybody.
Rada, right,
Dr. AT, take it away.
Hand the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. AT.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT. This is Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why ain't every time I paint picture, I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving?
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. AT. Express yourself.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. AT.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up and the flyers.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. And the next song is going to be by Dungeon Jones and Boxman, #player.
I got two from the city. Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast. Exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce. Now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona. Guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi. Is this what life's about? Slow motion round here. I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long. Once again, I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving. Don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems. This time I'm fine. First class to be exact to the South Side. Southern hospital, Latina. Plus, they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feeling records now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room, the man that you see. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a beast. about me like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me like.
Next song I deck, Gonna Get Down.
NationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at cdbaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue. Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you through stained glass blue. My mind often fades to an
enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul in peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you, the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light, we're forever plunged. When I look at you, through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is Stitches, Cross the Finish Line.
Your mouth stay shut, keep your ears real keen, let your mouth
Listen to that heartbeat. See the finish line is there. All you gotta do is reach. Consider this your graduation day. Press C. Watch me.
From the bottom, we arrive. This is for my underdogs. Don't give up. I know you feel like you can must give up sometimes. Just cross that finish line.
If I did it, my mind would be clouded. Some doubted I'd seen it in their face, but it was my motivation. Had to learn to hold my tongue and never to be that gentleman. I've grown so grim, my life would terminate the parents. Like my vision almost got blurred when I almost thought okay. But now I'm on that stitch of friendly music called banana bitch that you can hang on the leg. All I need is God's dream.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on.
Yeah.
These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me,
yeah,
fingerprints, a firm grip,
yeah,
my Lord is a master,
yeah,
I was born equipped with this arithmetic,
yeah,
words of wisdom,
yeah,
witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah,
behind to bless through stress,
yeah,
with this prophecy,
yeah,
I prophesy,
yeah,
ignorance is kind,
yeah,
inviting us. With a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
2 steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast,
yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of a supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel
yeah.
steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Cause together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee My Way, a Byron production.
AY, what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one desire.
What I've been chasing, then others hang on to every word like they the Messiah. There is none.
nothing higher. But on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a city whitey back before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and Bordeaux. But still I pray, and still I say, I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day. But the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Who's the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
Been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Cause a solid homegrown influence on me is very limited. But for you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause your tickets are spread, passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. Your tunnel business bit, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Except you fall back, you better smarten up cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead the Joneses can't catch up. I'm what?
That fire, my one.
Does it first, but who does it bigger? Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and hoop jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart topping. Tell me why. A few years back, Mad Caps was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. Can't tell me why. You don't want to pay for the beats that'll change the game and make their style concrete. What's current is past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this: if you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.